Strange Adventure.
It was Captain Bartell's first visit to Siam, and as he walked along the streets of Bangkok, he drank in all the sights and sounds of the quaint city. He glanced toward the harbor where his ship stood at anchor, loading bales of cinnamon bark and rattan. His companion, an Englishman who acted as port commissioner for the Siamese king, noted the look of concern.
Oh, don't worry, Captain. The cargo will be aboard by high tide. This is a festival day. The king has invited us to join him in a review of his troops.
Yeah, but I'm not used to all this fuss. I won't know what to do.
Oh, you do nothing except sit on a horse and watch the army march by. It shan't take long. King hasn't many men.
The king was already at the parade grounds when his guests arrived. A native groom led out two horses and beckoned to the men.
You will please to mount and join the king. He has been waiting for you as his guest of honor.
The steed selected for Captain Bartell resembled an exaggerated profile of horseflesh commonly known as a glue factory refugee. His long legs and oversized head added to his homeliness. The commissioner laughed.
Oh, hello, fellow. It looks like I got the better of the bargain. But we mustn't let the king know you don't fancy the beast, or he'll be disappointed.
The men took their places near the reviewing stand and watched hundreds of native warriors march proudly by, their bare feet padding in steady rhythm. Then came the painted and gaily bedecked royal elephants, with members of the court and visiting dignitaries riding the silk-covered hudals. Bartell noted the growing nervousness of his horse. He managed well enough until a huge elephant painted a marine blue stepped into the nag's line of vision. This was too much. He began to shy about, trying to get away from the blue monster. Just then the bridle broke, and Bartell's control over his mount was gone. The horse took advantage of this freedom to take off across the parade ground toward a comparative safety of a patch of woods. In trying to get away from one elephant, the horse was running into a whole herd. The fear-blinded animal headed straight toward a colossal tusker. He halted just in time, but his rider didn't. With the grace of an acrobat, Bartell sailed through the air and landed at the feet of a rather angry and insulted elephant. He scrambled to his feet. The infuriated elephant shook his massive head in rage, his trunk weaving like a sinuous monster. Bartell wheeled and raced toward the nearest tree with the elephant in swift pursuit. Captain Bartell reached a small palm tree and began to shinny up the rough trunk. The elephant looked up at his frightened quarry and lifted his trunk toward him. Finding the man too high to reach, the beast decided to bring him down another way. He put his head against the tree and began to push. Suddenly he stopped his work, snorted. Then the giant beast turned and fled. Bartell climbed down from his perch, wondering what had frightened the elephant. There was a slight movement near the tree. Now he knew the answer. When the elephant was trying to uproot the tree, he had disturbed a colony of field mice. Bartell remembered the old nursery story of the elephant's innate fear of mice and thanked his lucky stars that in this case, it was true. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Cross of Pearl, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.